Hare Krishna. We have a question here from Bikash. By the way, I'm in Calcutta now. And it's hot and humid and lovely to be in Srila Prabhupada's city once again, hometown. We have a question from Bikash. She says, I'm from Hyderabad, born in Hyderabad, and from young age I love Krishna, and but he wants to, and I love hearing about Krishna, but he wants to ask that is it alright to watch videos, movies, and other things, or is it an offense? So it's not a topic that I haven't spoken about before, and in one sense it's sort of quite amazing to me that the question arises, but even more amazing that it's a subject matter which is sometimes dealt with so nonchalantly, even in the higher circles and the Krishna consciousness movement, where devotees go to movies, watch videos, because you don't have to go to movies anymore, you can buy them, you watch videos, watch TV, and think nothing of it. But that's a mistake, to think nothing of it, or at least to think that it's okay and nothing is going to come of it. Something will come of it, and what will come of it are anartas. But let's start at the beginning. Anukulyena sankalpa pratikulya vibharjana. Krishna consciousness is about practicing devotional service. You do those things that are favorable and you reject those things that are unfavorable. So what's favorable? Satatam kirtayan tulma. Always hearing and chanting about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada went to unbelievable pains to give us his books. But someone even dare ask him that question, Prabhupada, can I go see a movie? Why did Prabhupada give us these literature, and why did the acharyas give us other books as well? So that we can satatam kirtayan tulma, so that we can always hear and chant about Krishna. Because by hearing and chanting about Krishna, our hearts become purified. And by hearing about these other things, they become contaminated. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, Gramya Katana Shunibi, Gramya Vartana Kahi. He says, don't listen to any Gramya Katana. Don't listen to any village talk. Don't listen to any useless things. And don't participate in it. Don't talk about it. Don't get involved. So this certainly relates to the same subject, watching movies, etc., and all of these other things. They're rejected. Why? Because not only is it that it's not about Krishna and it's detrimental to our own Krishna consciousness, but that they have a... These things make an impression within the heart. Everything makes an impression within the heart. And the subject matter of these films and videos is all about illicit sex, intoxication, violence, and so on. These things then are pratikul. They're not favorable for Krishna consciousness. They become a burden. So if we're really serious about practicing and advancing in Krishna consciousness, why would we do these things? And of course, where do people even find the time to do these things? That seems even more incredible, that they would have the time for engaging in these activities. So it's not a good thing. And thinking, feeling, willing, you see these things, you think about them. Think about them, you feel them. The willing comes, and ultimately, what's going on in the movies, you'll end up doing. It's inevitable. And as long as we're conditioned souls, that's the way it works. And liberated souls, well, they have no such interest in these things whatsoever. So is it an offense committing sin on the strength of chanting? If someone really takes these things very lightly, thinking, oh, it doesn't matter what I do, it doesn't matter what I watch, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm a devotee, consider it an offense. Why not? Anything to get us to do the right thing, certainly, and the right thing is to be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, being absorbed in Krishna Katha. That will give us the real substance of life and will really help us advance in Krishna consciousness, not these other silly things. Hare Krishna.